spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
TD Bank proudly invites you to the 16th annual Festival Haïti en Folie from July 25th to 31st. Discover Haiti like you've never seen it before through a music, food and drink fair, book fair, arts and craft, street parade, and so much more. From July 25th to 31st at Quartier des Spectacles, La Fontaine Park, and Cabaret La Tulipe. For tickets and lineup, visit haitienfolie.com, a Fabienne Colas Foundation event.
This is the Amanda Galas. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
That was Drainolith album called Hysteria. Song called Blams Again, version from Sounds for the People. Started that set actually with Mauro Antonio Pavlovsky off of a split record with Harris Newman. Pretty much heard the whole guitar improv from that record there. Suffice to say, you should check out the website Suoni. It's SUONIPERILPOPOLO, Suoni Per Il Popolo, or even just CasualPopolo.com or whatever. Full list and program available out there. Coming up, always a great show and probably shouldn't be missed. Now a Grammy-winning band, I believe, from this fair city. I'm talking about the esteemed and amazing Esmarine from their 2015 LP. Decided to play you this next one, 2015 LP called Lost Voices. This is Funambule du Pas de Savin by Esmarine on CQT 90.3 FM. Thank you. Eugene Chadbourne. That was from the Shockabilly Greatest Hits record, Voodoo Vengeance. Also heard from his Shockabilly Vietnam record, Nicaragua, song with Ed Sanders of the Fugs, Lost Voices, Funambule, and Eugene Chadbourne with Jimmy Carl Black from the old Mothers of Invention, from their album Pachuco Cadaver, a tribute to Captain Beefheart, covering his tunes all through that album. Such a good record, very obscure, kind of came and went sometime in the 90s. Excellent homage to the Captain, and very indicative of the kinds of thing, kind of a hash of different styles, a bit of bluegrass, but really going all over the place with Eugene Chadbourne. I can't help myself but to play another one from that record, the closing track from Pachuco Gaver, up here next on Montreal Sound Arc, taking exception to the All Montreal usual format of this show to play the stuff that's playing at the Swoney Fest. So there you go. Up next, the dust blows forward and the dust blows back on CKUT 9.3.
Now, red bird feeding on coffee from the crimped up cane. Me and my girl named Bimbo, Limbo, Spang.
Looking for all to be rendered, looking for all to come about from my soul, looking for all somewhere within. One day it all began. I was needing oh so bad all my goodness to show, and one day at my lowest, I know that day. I need it all to show. Looking for all, looking for all to show. I call upon myself, call upon myself to do my best. All upon myself, I was looking for all to be rendered, to be the truth from deep inside of my internal self. And I told everybody, I say, art is to me. And the T is for true, and the I is for internal, and the S is for self. Looking for all to be rendered for the truth from humankind, from an internal. Place in me, from an internal place that I call myself.
shelter. They hauled away three quarters of the shelter. The final quarter, by the way, they're trying to lock out by the end of the month. I was pissed off, though, because I went down there when the shelter was being closed, and they kept this like a block away. But you could sit there and watch, and you could see people being carried away. This is right before Thanksgiving. It's cold outside. It's fucking winter! And the police in this city, the murder capital, this very violent country, are out evicting homeless people. It was pretty fucking ugly! And so I said to myself, hey, if they're gonna do this to us, take away our space, close the shelter, why don't we go to their front yard and have our say? And it's taken a while, but we're here today.